How about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and of InsideCircleTrack.com here with another edition of Rich's Ramblings. Today I'm going to offer up a short take on the upcoming Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. That season is going to kick off this weekend here at the Golden Isle Speedway in Brunswick, Georgia. Then it's going to move on down into Florida and hit the East Bay Raceway Park in Tampa and the Alltech Raceway to finish up their portion of the Georgia-Florida Speed Weeks. Today I want to talk about four of the regulars on the Lucas Oil Tour who've shown that they can always be competitive and shown that they're always threats to win. But the question for me going into 2020 is can these guys get into or even with a couple of them actually regain championship form that they haven't quite been able to find here over the last couple of years? Let's go ahead and concede that Jonathan Davenport is going to be a force to reckon with in 2020. I think we already know that already, but he's won a total of three Lucas Oil championships over the past few years, including the last two in a row in 2018, 2019. And over these last couple of years, his key has been that he's gotten off to great starts. He's won races early on at places like East Bay or wherever, and gotten out to a lead and then forces everybody else to play catch up from there on. And he's been able to hold on and win those two titles by using that same strategy. If there's anyone who plans to stop his run of dominance here in 2020, they're going to have to get off to a good start in these early races. Not necessarily doesn't have to be during Georgia-Florida Speed Weeks. I mean, it would certainly help. But you can't go into, say, the month of May or the month of June or somewhere like that trailing by some big number in the points. You're going to have to be at least holding pace with him because, like I said, he drives for a great team, Lance Lander's own team, and we know that he's going to get off to a good start because that team's always prepared and they're always always ready to run well right out of the box. So if you're going to contend with him, you're going to have to be able to do the same thing. And like I said earlier, there's four guys that I'm going to focus on here in this brief little Rich's Ramblings to talk about folks who might be able to give Davenport a run for his money. And the first one I'm going to talk about is Josh Richards. Josh is back for another season with Clint Bowyer Racing. And they had a big change there over the offseason. You know, that had been a two-car team. But because it took Clint Bowyer quite a while to get his NASCAR contract settled with Stuart Haas Racing, they wind up having to cut back to one team with the Don O'Neill team going away. So now the total focus is going to be on Richards this year going into 2020. In 2019, his first year with Bowyer, Richards didn't necessarily just have a disastrous season. I mean, he came in third in the standings, so they were running well enough to stay up there pretty tight pretty close in the standings. But at the same time, he didn't win a lot of races. You know, we're used to seeing Josh Richards click off a whole bunch of wins and all that throughout the year, and he really wasn't able to do that. You know, and keep in mind, this is a guy, he's one of only a couple of guys, I believe Blomqvist is the other, who have won championships on both series, the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series and the World of Outlaws Late Model Series. But, you know, last year, you know, I guess his brightest moment came in the Hillbilly 100 up in West Virginia. He won that race. It paid $30,000 to win. He only picked up one other Lucas Oil feature throughout the year. He got a $10,000 to win. He won, you know, some preliminary stuff. But beyond that, there was just nothing really spectacular about his season. So the question that we ought to have regarding Richards is, now that CBR has cut back to one team, will that allow them to focus, you know, completely and solely on the Josh Richards effort this year? Will that help him pick up the pace, I guess is maybe the right word? Will they be able to win more features? And, you know, obviously when you win features, you score the most points. Is he going to be able to do that now that there's just one car in that operation? I think this, my opinion is that I believe he is going to have a better season this year. I think he's going to win some more races. I'm not quite sure that I would, you know, necessarily pick him as a favorite to win the title. As I said, I'm picking Davenport as the favorite to win the title. But I think Richards will be close to championship contention. And perhaps as the season goes on and they kind of maybe find some more things, he might very well hang in there. If he can get off to a decent start and then pick up pace as the year goes on, then he might be a championship contender. But I'm not quite ready to put him there just yet, but he is going to be improved over last year. And then another guy, like I said, I'm talking about four guys here. Another one that I'm going to look at is my fellow East Tennessean, Jimmy Owens. You know, at one time, a few years ago, there was no doubt that we would list Jimmy Owens as a championship contender and, you know, a contender to win every race that he showed up for. And it's not like that he's not a championship contender or that he's not a threat to win every race that he goes to. But, you know, if you think back, it's been a while since he rattled off those three consecutive Lucas Oil Championships back in 2011, 12, and 13. And the last 2 years, again, you know, he's not been out of contention. He finished fifth in each of the last 2 years in the final Lucas Oil standings, but he just hasn't quite been there at that, you know, championship level throughout the whole season for each of these last couple or 3 years. But one thing, you know, one kind of ray of hope, as far as I see it, for the Owens fans out there, you know, at the end of the year last year, it felt like he had a lot more speed in the car than maybe what they had in the early parts of the year. And, you know, he showed that he won the Knoxville Nationals, which, of course, is a big crown jewel race there late in the season. And he won a World Finals race, a World of Outlaws World Finals race at the dirt track in Charlotte against, you know, just a completely stacked field, a crown jewel type field. So Owens looks to me like he could be very well on the verge of returning to the Jimmy Owens that we think of that was, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago that was a constant contender. I think the real key for the Ramirez Motorsports team is that they've got to find a way to make sure that they're consistently finishing well. You know, they can't have nights where they win or they finish on the podium and then the next night they have maybe a mechanical failure or something like that that puts them back in 20th or 22nd. They have to find a way so that those 20th and 22nd place finishes turn into 8th or 9th or 10th place finishes. And that, of course, will keep them further up in the points. Jimmy Owens can win races. I don't think anybody doubts that. He showed that last year. Especially, like I said, winning those two big races at the end of the year, their key is going to be consistency. They've got to stay consistently up near the front in order to stay in the title hunt, in order to win a bunch of features like we're used to seeing Jimmy Owens do, like we'd seen him back several years ago. And then another guy that I want to look at, the third of these four, Tyler Erb. You know, Tyler Erb really came on last year and really established himself as a national racer. You know, before he'd been a guy who could jump into a national touring series race and pick up a win or, you know, really run well or something like that. But last year got off to a good start in the early races and then was able to hang on. He wound up finishing the top five of the Lucas Oil points last year. You know, no doubt this guy's he's an outstanding talent. He can win races. There's no question about that. I mean, he's shown us that. And also remember, he drives for Best Performance Motorsports. They've not only shown that they have the ability to win races, but they've also shown they have the ability to win championships. They won a championship with Josh Richards on the Lucas Oil Series back in 2017. So this is a championship team that we're talking about here. What it seems like Erb really needs to do, because, you know, he's a hard charger. He's an aggressive racer. He's really, really talented. But there might be times when he maybe has a fourth or a fifth or a sixth place car, and like you, and you want your driver to be like this. You want your driver to have the mindset that he's gonna win every time he straps in. But sometimes when you got a fourth or a fifth or sixth place car, you've just got to go ahead and settle for fourth, fifth, or sixth place. You can't be diving off into the turns and, you know, maybe costing yourself when you don't quite have the car under you do it. And that way you're able to best take advantage of those times when you do have the best car, so that you can pile up the points with those wins, as well as, you know, you've maintained yourself with those maybe top five or top 10 finishes. But Tyler Erb's, you know, he's definitely, he's a real talent. Like we said, you know, he's a, he's a guy that could rattle off bunches of wins at a time sometimes. So, you know, get on a hot streak and really just put it to the field for three or four weeks in a row. But he's just got to minimize those times when he's not winning races, and I think that'll put him as a championship contender. And then last guy that I'm going to talk about is one to me that's the most intriguing, and that would be Tim McCready. You know, that if you look around in the pit area of a dirt track, and if Tim McCready's there, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who's, you know, out there working and thrashing harder than Tim McCready. He's always working hard, you know, and certainly he's a very good wheel man, too. He knows how to drive one of these cars, as he's shown. He's a former World of Outlaws late model series champion. This year, going to find himself in a little bit of a new situation. He had been driving that Sweeteners Plus car, which he drove for years for Ann and Carl Myers, but now he's going to move over. He's basically driving the same equipment, except it's now going to be owned by Donald and Gina Bradshaw. Still going to be the Longhorn chassis house car, you know, with a lot of the, I'm sure a lot of the same pieces and parts in place that it had. Just a little bit of a change. And McCready seems like that kind of personality who's always wanted there to be just a little bit of a change. He seems to thrive on, you know, freshening things from time to time. We've seen him go through different chassis and various things like that. So I think this little minor change that he's gone through, just a different person signing the checks, might be something that kind of gives him a little refreshment, that little helps him, you know, find a new vigor. He's always had plenty of that, but he's now got a little bit different circumstance. So that could be, to me, of all the four guys that I've talked about, of Richards, Herb, Owens, and now McCready, I would consider McCready to be the biggest threat to Jonathan Davenport. You know, he came in second last year in the points in Lucas Oil, so he can certainly run up there near the front. There's no doubt about that. So, but anyway, that's my take on four guys who plan to be Lucas Oil regulars. They have been Lucas Oil regulars for a while, so you know, that's just my thoughts on what they might be doing, what kind of season they might be looking forward to. To let your opinion be known, go to my Twitter page at Richard Allen IDR, and I have a poll up there with these four guys on it asking which one of these guys is going to win the most features in 2020. So why don't you cast your vote there? That would be greatly appreciated. But for now, it looks like the checkered flag is out on this edition of Rich's Rambling. So I really appreciate you giving it a listen, as always. And as always, thanks for checking in to InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. That is always appreciated by myself and Michael Motes, who run those two sites. But until the next time, let's race.